Hey, party people, have you joined our Discord server yet? You can meet fellow party people and interact with our cast and crew to talk about all things in Counterparty, both this first Ravnica campaign and our new campaign, which is a television show available on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel. To learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com or check the links in the show notes. Now, enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, our show features very strong language and graphic depictions of violence, so listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party! Deep underground, our players burrow through the Undercity on the hunt for clues left by Malphus Reed. Despite the presence of Lorzach, tragedy strikes as they are attacked by the Golgari, mistaking the party for a Simic assault. With Golgari blood on their hands, will our players be able to pass safely through the Undercity? Find out this week on Encounter Party!
So, our party, trapped in the Undercity, the players awake after a short rest to find themselves surrounded by the dead Crow warriors they have just killed. The air is stifling, wet, and cold. The light from Lennox's shield and the light from Frank, a spiritual aberration of light, is all that comforts the players in the dark tunnel that leads to seemingly nowhere. What come next is up to them.
So we have to continue along the path. But, Golgari, can you discern where our next steps might be to?
Lorzach knelt quietly by the corpse of the Kral Death Priestess and has been in silent prayer for the last several hours. And it is the first time the party has seen him in any way regard the dead other as something that can be used.
Please take a point of inspiration.
Lennox rifles through the dead corpse of the dead priestess.
And Lorzach won't stop him because the dead can be used.
What you will find on them is very simple. They don't really manage any possessions. They have Kral bows that look like they take more than two arms to use. They have Kral spears that look like they take more than two arms to use. The death priestess has a very large, sort of unwieldy staff, but it's most likely just a magical focus and is pretty useless on your own. Any sort of bark or makeshift armor that they're wearing is useless to humanoids. Everything is catered to them. They are a very minimalist race when it comes to at least war.
I'd just like to go up to Lorzach and be like, Lorzach, it's never a good day when we have to fight our own kind. I'm sorry for your loss.
They aren't lost.
Well, right.
Onwards.
Okay.
Well, the time for sorrow is lost, and the Azorius Arrester among you has decided that bravery is needed and justice waits for no man. As Lennox summons you all up from the ground and marches you farther into the dark, would you please establish a marching order?
Lorzach will again be at the front, as he is most familiar with the terrain and the people that they are likely to encounter.
I will be directly behind Lorzach.
I will be as far back as possible because they do not like the Simic. Mm. Probably not in the back. I got fine armor class, so actually I can be in the back if you want to be a little closer up.
I mean, it's up to you. I have no problem.
Great.
Taking us back.
This seems great.
Okay.
I'm okay with this.
I'm going to actually be behind Peric so I don't hurt his eyeballs too much with Frank.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
So Frank is marching
between the two light sources.
I was going to say so. So Frank is marching side by side with you, Zenny.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
I love how it's a humanoid male.
And
he's just like.
She made herself.
This is Frank. We're together.
Mm-hmm. My parents were a little weirded out when we first met Frank, but you know, we're in love.
When I first made my boyfriend, my parents were a little alarmed, but they think I've done good work. So you guys continue to march through this unsettlingly quiet area, this tunnel that curves deeper and deeper, twists in undiscernible directions. Does anyone have the ability to determine direction or time of day in random areas?
Unfortunately, the feat I might take will, but we're not at fourth level yet.
We're not at fourth level.
I'm a minotaur.
Keen mind feels useful, but I don't have it yet.
Lorzach, why don't you give me a survival check, as this is home turf.
9.
Regardless of where you think you might be, the best thing in everyone's mind is perhaps to just keep following this tunnel. About another 20 to 30 minutes of travel, which maybe isn't very far distance-wise as you feel your way through, you start to hear the crunch under your feet before you see even more dead crawl warriors farther into the tunnel, doubling in number from what you actually fought towards the front.
Can we do a quick investigation to see the cause?
Please do an investigation check.
Nat 20 plus 3.
Okay.
I rolled a 6.
Andrew, what did you roll?
It was a 13.
A 13. One of the things that you immediately find besides just the crawl warriors are dead merfolk and other simid hybrid. There has clearly been clashes in this tunnel between the two guilds. Neither have seemed to bother removing the dead, possibly out of danger. Perix, with your roll, you actually do hear something stirring within sort of one cluster of bodies, as it seems like one of the crawl warriors may actually still be alive.
So I would alert the Golgari to that.
Okay.
Any merfolk kicking around, that's who I would go talk to if they existed. But if they all dead, then I would probably try and... we don't care much for life or death in that regard. It kind of is what it is. But I think I would look to see if there was anyone I recognized or if there was anyone who looks to be of a... would have been carrying something we could use.
Everyone is just carrying basic martial weapons.
Great.
You are of the medical facility. Whatever these soldiers would be are not inherently part of the Zonit. They would have been continually imported to help stem this tide.
Understood.
So this is a purely military unit, not, there's probably some war mages among them and stuff like that. But as far as personal recognition, no, you wouldn't see anyone.
Great. Thank you.
The movement is a wounded crawl.
Yes.
Lorzach will approach and speak to it in crawl.
It hears you, and you can see that part of its wound is it has sort of a smashed cranium, and that it is blind, and its wings are crushed, and 3 of its upper arms are also broken, 2 of which have been torn off. And it's holding its spear with just one of its remaining arms, knowing that that alone is not strength enough to use it. And it's not that the crawl has necessarily been hiding, but it has positioned itself in the best position to be able to consume and eat the things around it in order to sustain itself. And it is doing the best it can to keep whatever pride it might be able to find in the wake of being discovered in such a state. But it is very happy. You know, there is that initial, like, defensive shudder until it realizes that there is a Devkaran elf speaking to it, as it can tell, even though you are speaking Crow, that you come from an elvish mouth. Please roll a medicine check.
19.
This crawl has been down here for, I would say, in excess of 5 days, and probably either not discovered or left here by the patrol that attacked you guys. It's difficult to tell with crawl culture as to whether or not one is preserved. He may have been beyond saving, but there is this sort of reawakened unity between you that... perhaps speaking to a Devkaran is a little bit better than disappointing its own swarm. And you feel this sort of wheeze, like,
hello, brother. I am still here. I can still fight.
Let's put this thing out of its misery.
To which Lorzach will spin with blade drawn and say, absolutely not.
Look at
and
it.
We'll
it's important to note that these are crawl and they're speaking an insect language made of clicks and wings rubbing together. So it's a very chirpy, very clicky language. So as far as you know, having never encountered crawl in the first place, it may be a surprise to you that these things are even sentient. And You definitely can't understand the communication because you hear Lorzach making a bunch of weird sort of trills and whistles. And
buzzing noises. And
buzzing noises, yeah.
And Lorzach will ask,
where can we take you that you might be safe?
I do not know that I can move. I am pinned down.
And you kind of peel a thing away and realize that there is a Simic spear sort of pinning him down into the dirt.
Do we need another medicine roll too?
It is of the situation that with the right medical care, he could be preserved. But it is one of those horrible situations that if you remove the spear, he dies unless you have the correct medical profession to do it. Something that you know Kral themselves won't be able to do, which might be the reason they left him in the first place.
Lorzech is doing what he can to treat the immediate wounds and will cast Cure Wounds.
Great.
To heal the Kral.
Which is how much?
1d8
plus
3. 1d8
plus 3. So the Kral warrior regains 7 hit points, and it kind of feels an ability to kind of stand up, and it feels like, heck, it might actually be able to make its way out of here, but still acknowledging the fact that
I cannot see, brother. I am blinded by the fish folk.
And putting his arm around the Kral,
heard fighting. Are there others who survived?
None of the swarm. We are 5 who've come upon you. We will take you to where you might be safe.
We are thankful.
What happened?
We lost. We have been fighting for many days. Orders that the Kral must fight, as they always order us to fight.
Who orders?
You orders, always the elf kind. Never our choice.
Lorzech collects his thoughts momentarily, guiding the Kral around mounds of dead bodies and scattered weapons.
Dimir, endanger the surface. Their predations move underground.
Talk to the leaders you must. I am but a member of the swarm. I know nothing, but I can direct you.
And Lorzech will guide the wounded Kral where the Kral directs them to go.
Okay.
And will relay what he can in common to the rest of the party.
So, with an indiscernible amount of time, as from where you are in and where you are not, your teammate, Lorzech, has kind of turned to you after speaking to this insectile creature and seems to suggest some sort of passivity and offers a plan for you guys to continue without the danger of being attacked again. And as of right now, your guide, although blind, has no way of knowing that there are Simic among you. So with your acceptance, the travel becomes slow again as you crawl through the dark. And even though you have light to see those around you, the path is long. And eventually you start hearing buzzing and trilling and a collective sound as a glowing comes from around the corner during the tunnel. And everything seems to get a very lucid green as the flittering and buzzing of a great deal of swarm of Kral come into focus as you open into sort of a larger chamber where there are many Golgari into what is a war camp. At the center of this troop, in the middle between all of the barricades and the weapon racks and the spindles of web here and the sacks there, there is a large-looking troll with a tall, spiked mohawk of hair, orange straps of fungus growing over his shoulders in all places. Thick bark and reptilian scales cover him, and this sort of unsettling permanent grin on his face.
You know, it'd be a great time if I decided to learn adapt self.
Is this someone that Lorzech recognizes?
Not likely. Is Lorzech a member of the military vanguard?
No.
Right. So this is clearly a troll with confidence that is somebody who is like, hey, go fight that thing. But this troll looks like he's kind of in command of what's going on. And this this injured Kral tells you to seek the troll. The troll is the one kind of in charge here.
And there's a infirmary set up or some equivalent.
Well, yeah, so you're talking about Kral magic and death's priests. So what the hope here is that roll an intelligence check to see whether or not you wish to continue with what you may know is about to happen.
19.
So what you know is going to happen if you decide to turn him in the way that is going to happen, is the minute he is taken into the quote-unquote infirmary, he is going to be killed and resurrected.
Yeah.
Which, if that's natural for you, then that's what you do in the apocalypse.
It is the best way forward.
Right. So as you guys are sort of walking your way through here, you've been given kind of safe passage. The people at the command post in the center of this clearing who are kind of hanging out with this troll have kind of acknowledged that you're coming through. All of these insect warriors kind of turn to you guys, and they're flittering and buzzing all around you. They're not really sure what to make of you. You can't understand what they're saying, so it's a lot of angry trills and clicking and a lot of sort of spear jabbing and fingers pointing at Perix in the back.
Lorzach can.
Well, maybe we shouldn't repeat those slurs on this podcast because it's pretty offensive. But as you watch Lorzach sort of hand this crawl off to some of the infirmary, you can see in very rapid procession that he sort of just gets led over to this area of the clearing, laid down on a table, and then several crawl just ram spears through him and kill him immediately. And anyone with a magical sense can then see another one of those death priests who starts weaving magic above them. And you, Lennox, being a cleric, immediately notice that there's a significant portion of these creatures around you that are just undead. You reach the middle of the clearing. The sort of more authoritative crawl sort of step back, and that troll sort of welcomes you forward with that sort of grin that you notice isn't necessarily a permanent smile, but partially unavoidable as half of his face is sort of scarred back from a battle wound.
I hate undead.
And he kind of snarls at you, and he just goes,
"Well, hello. And you are a far way from home, elf kind.
And for entirely too long. I quite agree.
This is quite a catch you have brought. Spoils of war.
Something of that nature. I've come with an offering from the master Biomancer.
I bet the large one is delicious.
Is he speaking common?
He's probably speaking elven.
Okay.
Yes.
So I can hear this.
Yes.
I'm not going to say shit.
Nope.
But I can hear
because
this.
Because he's talking about the cow.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And yet with rather a lot of gristle on it, and either way, not for eating at this time.
Pity. It's nice when they come with their own toothpicks.
The Dimir above have decimated the Simic.
Good.
I expect the attacks to cease, and I believe the time has come to sue for peace, and we will continue to build through.
Peace. Peace is not an option in this particular fight.
What don't I know?
You have been gone for too long. We have allied ourselves with the mages from upstairs. Is it lightning power? We assault the Zonnet for their means, and we get access to build our line through the Undercity.
Do these not compete? If the Izzet complete their rail line, can we not complete ours?
There is more I do not know, but I know that primary concern is the Simic are in control of the power station. The Izzet want control of that power station, and they will offer us free rein to build our line underneath while quartering out the Boros as well. For whatever reason, the powers that be seem to favor the inorganic magic.
For now, at least.
All I know is I have been given reserve to fight.
And Lorzach will ask where these Izzet representatives are in the Undercity.
That is above my station. Orders came from the central hold under the 10th precinct. I've traveled a long way for this position, and I am enjoying myself.
So in Vidalkin, I'm going to pass to Xenia that it appears that the Izzet have declared war on Zonnet 4, and she has much to answer for to me later.
To be clear, these orders came from Karozda.
Yes.
This is impressive. Lorzach looks impressed.
For now, the Golgari have agreed to do the bidding of the Izzet for
future investments.
And have they shared these investments with you?
Again, I am not Devkarin, nor am I Gorgon. We are told what to do, and yet I have been given leave to fight and to eat. Do you join us?
So to consider our options at this point, we know that there are Izzet representatives somewhere in the Undercity. We don't know how to get to them. And the only person who was in
contact... It's not necessarily Izzet representatives in the Undercity. It's just coming from High Command that for some reason the Golgari have temporarily allied themselves with the Izzet.
And they are assaulting Zonit for on behalf of the Izzet.
Yes.
The Guilds of Ravnica.
So what is it you're trying to figure out, Andrew?
How to get more details. The troll doesn't know very much, and the High Command would be all the way in the 10th district in Karozda, which is a far way to go. And
it is a far way to go, and do not forget that your immediate mission
involves Zenya.
Good point. For the time being, we have to trace energy spikes leaving the power station that could endanger the mission.
What do you need of me?
Safe passage through the camp, and your word that no others will eat those in my company for now.
Does this involve the Izzet Alliance?
And potentially the Dimir that seek to undermine it.
So you must get to the surface?
In time, yes.
That is faster than you think. I will give you a guide. One question. Might I eat one of them?
If one displeases me, I'll make sure you eat your fill.
Excellent. This way.
And you are given some more crawl warriors to... You guys are given a crawl escort to lead you out of here, as it is clear you guys need to make it to the surface.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com? They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
I need everyone to give me a survival check to check for exhaustion.
Did the short rest clear my previous level of exhaustion?
Only at a long rest.
Copy.
11.
11?
20.
20. We're looking for above a 10.
Oh, 13. Yeah.
We're good here.
Three.
You have a level of exhaustion, so you have disadvantage on skill checks.
Gotcha.
And ability checks. After, again, an indiscernible amount of time, because none of you have any abilities, you are eventually led back up through the surface into a chunk of ground that is some sort of abandoned demolition site. Some pockets of earth hastily scurried away that have been put in protection so nobody stumbled upon a hive hole. Because you don't know how long you have been down there, and because you don't know how long it has been since you have traversed in the first place, or of what distance you've traveled, I need some sort of communal work between the five of you to figure out where you are, what time it is, to give Zenya what she needs to sort of reassociate where you guys are supposed to end up.
If someone wants to assist me with survival.
If someone wants to assist me with nature.
You can just assist. You don't have to have proficiency in the ability. You just have to assist.
I have a very high nature count, so if someone wants to assist my way for that.
I can assist.
So, Lorzach rolls a 23.
Great. Making a nature roll.
Assist gives me a what?
Disadvantage.
Well, you
just
have advantage. Disadvantage from exhaustion.
Right, so it gave me nothing. So,
it washes out.
It washes out the disadvantage, and I got an 11.
An 11, okay. An 11 is not super good. But the survivability check, I think, puts you in a good enough spot, and maybe just simply asking the... crawl warrior that helped you out where this puts out is you are about 20 kilometers north of the compound. Definitely within the area that you, Zenya, were hoping to be in because the largest cluster of probability was in that area. So with a little bit of assertion, asking around a couple of people, you kind of get a sense of where you are. Could you please give me an intelligence check with advantage?
Fantastic. That is a 20.
Okay.
Unnatural.
Great.
Okay, this is going to be super fun. So we're going to go to this location-ish, and something is probably going to happen. And we'll have about 10 seconds during which, I don't know when it will happen, and we just have to be ready.
To do what?
I'm not sure.
Ah.
And will it affect us, or are we doing things?
I don't know. I do know it probably deals with electricity, so.
That seems likely from a power plant.
Yep, that's all I've got.
So somewhere in the near future, in this location she has taken you to, which is a seemingly innocuous cluster of apartment buildings, at some point within the next 5 minutes to 5 hours, there is going to be a 10-second interval of something happening with which you guys are allowed to react to. Let's say that you are on a city block. How would you like to position yourselves?
Like a all compass points open city
block?
Yeah,
we'll say we're at the intersection compass points of a city block.
Well,
might recommend one at or near each corner of the city block and one near the center of the city block.
Can anyone be in the air?
Zinnia, do we want to catch this lightning?
I don't know.
Oh, so...
I think that spreading out gives us a chance to cover the entire ground, and we're all within a pretty close proximity to each other if something happens and we need some teamwork.
Sure. I'll buy it.
This is great.
You know, I've had directions that are vaguer from the Boros, so okay.
I think it's important to also request, no matter how long we are here, that no one blink.
No one blinks.
Excuse
for
me.
10 seconds. Might I suggest, Zinnia, you take the center as the one who is most likely to understand anything about this.
Okay.
This is fantastic. Okay, so you guys line up, one on each corner. Zinnia, just stationary right in the middle.
Not blinking.
Not blinking.
Not blinking.
No one is blinking. You guys, wait. I need a wisdom saving throw from everyone, please.
Oh. Fuck.
Okay.
Ooh, no.
This is great. This is great.
No.
Zinnia, you're ready. You are not dismarred, exhausted. You are just fully alert in the middle of this intersection, just wide-eyed, ready for whatever is about to happen. Who got below a 10?
Oh no.
I have a real good wisdom too.
Did you roll?
I rolled a 13!
Are you exhausted?
Oh.
Oh yeah. It could get worse.
Is it below a 10?
It got much worse.
Four.
Okay, so you roll a 4.
I went from a 3 to a natural 1, so I have a 5.
Great. So, well, you have to take the lower.
Yeah, because I have a plus
so
4.
So 5
on my
and
saves.
A 4.
Yeah.
Okay. I will make a note of this, but this, you guys are already exhausted. So the idea of strenuating your eyes and focusing on everything and nothing as you look for that leaf blowing across. Is that what I have to... Oh, what was that sound? Was that a bird? Who is that guy? What is going on? Every little ounce of sensory input, you are not sure if what or where or why, what, until suddenly the entire area in front of you, something solid just sort of flickers in your entire view, and then suddenly a tower just displaces into the spot. Just, there is a tower in the intersection.
Did Zinnia just get
crushed?
Zinnia
is gone. So where she was is now a tower.
Do I see an entrance?
Yeah.
You each see a possible entrance in front of you. More importantly, there is a railing and a catwalk around. You all must make your choice of athletics, acrobatics.
Including me? No.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Dear dice.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Please don't fuck me. Oh, yeah. That's a fucking like 22.
With this advantage?
Yeah.
Great.
I rolled a 19 and a 16, and I'm a ninja, cow.
Well, the second one was good. I have a 9.
You have a 9.
Rolled a 15.
A 15.
On acrobatics.
Ned, you managed to kind of flop over.
I am a fish, after
what
all.
What you're doing. You take 7 points of damage.
Fucking shit.
Fishman.
And
riding in the fish van.
Everybody gets a chance to sort of enter these like little areas. Now, what you're you've entered these little alcoves. You haven't actually accessed your respective doors. But what you suddenly see as you kind of turn around and look behind you is the world outside you is like changing location with half a snap of a finger. Just you're here, you're there, then you're somewhere else, then you're back to where something that looks like if you were to step off of wherever you are, who knows where you would end up, because this tower is literally shifting physical locations on a microsecond time slot. Before you are each a door.
There's a catwalk that goes all the way around?
There is a catwalk that goes all the way around.
So hypothetically, we could all go in the same door, or we could each take our own door.
Yeah.
Within the next 10 seconds.
No, you are
We're on the thing now.
Got it.
You are now being displaced with the tower.
Do we got a window, a porthole?
Nope.
Did you guys know that cows can scream? Because cows can scream. What is going on?
I open my door in front of me.
Would you please make a dexterity saving throw?
Oh,
a natural 20.
Nat 20.
2 in a row?
As you... okay. What is everyone else doing?
I'm
not going to announce what happens because it'll make other people affected. it's gonna make the rest of you question what you do. Yeah.
That's exactly what the Simic hybrid would do. Yeah. The Simic hybrid would be like, someone open their door and I'll make a decision.
Nope. What are other people doing?
Lorzach is going to open his.
Okay. Not a dexterity saving throw, if you would please. A constitution saving throw.
A constitution saving throw. 8.
Okay. Making a note. What are you doing, Fakara?
Oh, God. Do I want to just keep screaming like an idiot, or do I want to open the door?
Well, one of them progresses the campaign and one of them doesn't.
Right. So I think I'll open the door.
Okay. Would you please make a wisdom saving throw?
With exhaustion.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're at disadvantage for all ability and skill checks.
I am...
He's the kid that would be like, teacher, you forgot to give me homework.
He is that kid.
Oh, goody. A 5.
Yep. Okay. Making a note. Perix.
Oh, but I can't see what happened. I honestly wouldn't open the door.
You have no idea where anyone else is.
Because they're around the side of the thing?
Yeah.
Can I hear a screaming cow?
No, because you would not be able to hear Fakara scream. Because the sound waves she emitted, by the time they leave her mouth, are possibly 400 kilometers away as your building gets displaced.
Well, then what I would do is investigate the door, like to see if there are any magic traps.
Investigate the door.
Great. 17.
As far as you can tell, you are at a disadvantage for all skill checks.
Yeah.
Because you're exhausted.
That one was better. That was a 19.
Great. So you're like, look, I know I'm really tired, but maybe I should focus. There are no magical traps on the door.
Then I would open the door.
Okay. Would you please make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, wait, don't you have to see the lower one if it's to disadvantage?
His lower one was
they
a 17.
They were both good.
Oh.
It was a 17 or a 19.
Would you please make a dexterity saving throw?
That is a 18. I rolled a 17 and a 16.
You rolled a 17 and a 16. Good. There was no magical trap on the door, but there was an ice trap on the floor in front of your door.
Oh, great.
Which you narrowly just sort of use your amphibian capabilities to just be like, oh, nice try, door.
I'd actually be really fascinated by that trap. That's exciting.
Lennox, on your door, as you go to reach for the knob, a very similar thing happens as you hear just a split second click and then shing, as a spike trap kind of pops out before the door and you narrowly get to pull your hand away before you get stabbed. As for you, Lorzach, as you reach for your handle, you find that the handle is fucking hot, burning, and you will receive 4 points of burning damage. And Fakara, as you fail your wisdom saving throw, as you reach for your handle, there is a massive electric shock. But you will only take 1 point of shock damage.
Okay. All right. That's not the worst.
Was I able to open the door?
Your doors are now harmless enough that you can kind of pop open on the inside.
So I go inside the tower.
So you all open your doors and you see that the tower itself is sort of bifurcated in a way so that Lorzach and Lennox's doorways sort of converge together into a stairway that leads upstairs. And Fikara and Perix, your doorways converge and head upstairs. So you can see only the pair that you are with.
Okay.
All right.
What would you like to do? You and Perix can now eye each other. There is a staircase before you that leads up towards the center of the tower. Similar situation for you guys. You can see each other with a staircase that leads up to the tower.
Onwards
and upwards.
Man, I have to... What I would do normally, because Simic hybrids do not rush into things, so I would sit down and I would cast a ritual of detect poison disease to give me poison disease detection for a little bit.
This is fine.
Great. That's exactly what
I'll take
what
you 10
do.
Minutes if you are okay doing it.
I'm fine. I'm terrified.
You detect no poison or disease.
Right. But now it's on me for the next 10 minutes of game.
Great.
Great.
Good to know.
Yeah.
You do not detect any poison or disease.
As I go up the stairs.
What is the range on it?
30 feet.
30 feet. Okay.
And it goes through any barrier, a foot of stone, an inch of metal, 3 feet of wood.
I'm assuming a 30-foot sphere around you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Good to know. At the moment, you detect no
great
poison.
Then I would begin up the stairs.
Or with poison or...
disease.
Disease. You guys head up the stairs.
Great.
Would both of you please make wisdom saving throws?
Yes.
Would the two of you please make dexterity saving throws?
I love that the two people with disadvantage are in a room together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yep. That wasn't good.
I'm doing okay.
Five.
Oh, five isn't good.
19.
A 19.
18.
I rolled a negative one.
You're rolling this high on your disadvantage?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I'm not. I'm mad because it's going to be real bad when we get to combat.
I'm going to die on a staircase.
So, several things happen. As Lennox and Lorzach begin to, ascending their staircase, very quickly you hear that same distinctive click, but don't manage to get out of the way this particular time. Lorzach, you're like, whoa, something's on the floor, and you pop out of the way. You, Lennox, a spike trap comes up from the stairs. You receive 4 points of piercing damage.
Ah.
As for the exhausted twins.
With stairs?
With,
you rude bitch.
With stairs. you saved your wisdom throw.
Yes.
Fikara, you...
Die of dumb.
No, almost. you encounter a grease trap. Slip, fall down the stairs.
Okay.
You are now covered in grease.
Oh, gross.
And you take, 4 points of bludgeoning damage as you fall down the stairs.
I call back down the stairs. Don't you have that potion?
Good. I'm good.
And just as you land down the stairs.
No.
A small
no.
tube, a small cylinder tube
no,
opens
no,
up
no, no.
and just a stream of feathers just all over you.
It's not
what?
Even, you've been greased and feathered?
I'm a chicken
girl. It's just sort of this like bludgeoning ow, 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 and then this weird comical finish.
This episode is now called I'm a Chicken Cow.
Or cow and chicken.
We might get sued.
Cow and chicken are two things that exist in the same facility. You're also prone.
Oh, God.
Just kicker while she's
dead.
How much damage did I take again?
Four.
Oh, God.
You must succeed a dexterity saving throw to make it back up the stairs.
Yes.
But you can be assisted by...
Yeah, I will assist from up the stairs. I'll just give you some...
I thought it was going to be fire, so that was...
No!
So much better.
No, this is going to be great.
So...
This is going to be great.
Oh, my God.
So I'm assisting you, so you're not at disadvantage, but you are at normal. Yes!
Yes! That's a...
Great.
Fucking 17!
So you manage to, like, move your way up the stairs. And as you guys... sort of approach the top of the stairs, you realize that both of your staircases sort of apex together at the top. You see Lennox and Lorzach, one of them sort of limping. You see the two of them, Fikara now covered in grease and feathers, and sort of standing rather quaintly at the top of the staircase, completely fine, is just Xenia, who finds herself in the exact spot she appeared in.
I, I am taking notes the whole time because a cow-chicken hybrid is a very interesting experience.
Please take a point of inspiration for the cleverness.
Thanks.
That was great.
I don't like this place. Can we go home?
No.
You see, as these two staircases apex, there is another larger staircase that begins spiraling its way up the inside of the tower. As you finally get a chance to sort of clear some of these traps and look at where you are, there is a twisting, wretched mess of pipes and steam, and it is very clearly the inside of some horribly homemade Izzet tower. Gone are the right angles and the sort of chaotic focus that comes from an Izzet facility. This is more either a very youthful Izzet person who has no idea what the heck they are doing, or somebody who cared only about putting this together, and if it blows up, really isn't that concerned, or even aware.
I'm going to take a health potion before I go up the next pair of stairs.
Okay.
Cool. That's a much better roll than before.
Four plus, what was it, plus?
Two.
2d4 plus two.
All right, so that's 4, 6. All right.
Okay. Does anyone have any skills in checking for traps?
I mean, I'm a good investigator and I have a really good perception, but no, I don't have like detect trap.
No, I'm a good investigator too.
Would we be rolling perception or investigation to check traps on the new spiral staircase?
I mean, you can investigate for any abnormalities.
I assist him.
That's better. 17.
No.
Not 20.
Nope, you don't spot anything on the staircase.
Well, that's good, because I got a 7.
Great.
This disadvantage thing sucks.
Your group, momentarily displaced, is now assembled yet again. What would you like to do?
I start walking up the staircase.
Please make a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, all right.
17.
Would the rest of you please now make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, sure, Brian. Why not?
22.
This is 16.
Great.
12.
A 12.
13.
A 13.
Oh, no, wait. Dexterity. That makes me a ninja. A 21.
Great. So Xenia rolled the lowest. So as you begin to ascend up this staircase, just a piece of equipment on a piece of rope just comes swinging down from on high the minute you turn around. Lennox, always the keen eye, immediately just, dodges out of the way as everyone else proceeds to just look out of the way, and this piece of equipment on a rope will smack Xenia directly in the face for 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
Turns out that this is from an Izzet named Kevin McAllister.
No, Malone.
Would you please make a marching order up the stairs?
I'll go first.
I will happily go in the middle.
Lorzach will be second.
Can I just watch the bottom of the
stairs? I feel like the Izzet should be towards the front.
Yeah, I can lead.
Okay. Who is in front? That is your marching order? Mm-hmm. Great. Xenia, would you please make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah. Oh, 6.
Oh, a second pale comes streaming down from the side and hits you in the face. You should have seen this coming for 2 bludgeoning damage.
She looks a little cross-eyed, but she's still in a great mood. She's having a great time.
As you begin ascending up the staircase, would everyone for a third time please make a dexterity saving throw?
Yeah, Brian, why not?
17.
Good.
5.
5.
Also 5.
14.
A 14. Okay, anyone with a 13 or under, this time from the side, a large piece of pipe on a rope, the exact length of your adventuring party, comes swinging down from on high. Anyone who rolled below a 13 will take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
Sure. Because why not?
You guys then begin your long ascent.
Arduous journey.
Each step. There are 144 steps, each of which will... No, I'm joking.
Oh my God.
Will require...
But it doesn't take very long for you, Perix, to sense poison from the top of the staircase.
So I would alert the group to this immediately.
Yes. Oh, you know, you...
I get to know what kind of poison and its exact location.
At the very top of the staircase, you can sense spider poison.
Is there a spider or is it spider poison? Because it's I can do poisonous creatures or kind of poison.
There is a poisonous spider at the top of the staircase.
Guys, there's a poisonous spider at the top of the stairs.
What would you guys like to do? In a yes, Xenia.
Can I cast false life on myself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I heal 7 points.
Okay. Within 30 feet, you are about to encounter...
Is there one spider, just a singular?
There's just a singular spider, and it is big.
Okay, big poisonous spider.
Okay.
I can walk up with burning hands, and I do pretty good with poison damage, but I don't have a great armor class, so that's the hit or miss here.
Walk up.
Great.
I cast Shield of Faith on myself, and I walk up the stairs.
Okay. You can see at the top that there is a large door that looks to lead whatever to the room is at the top of the staircase. As you approach, you hear this sort of steam grinding of mechanical gears and hissing and clanking, and this sort of mechanical steampunk spider just sort of drops down onto the staircase with the sort of click, 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 click of its mandibles. We're going to take initiative based on marching order. So Lennox, please, what would you like to do?
I smack it with my mace.
Please make an attack.
I don't smack it with my mace.
You miss with your mace. Who is next? Xenia.
I cast Chill Touch.
Ooh.
For 11.
11 hits.
Oh, great.
It's very big. It's hard to miss.
Oh, wait, maybe I do hit it then.
Would you roll?
I actually thought this was a 1.
Yeah,
it was a 7.
It's a 7.
It looks like a 1 to me.
7 plus 5.
So yeah.
I will allow both of you to attack simultaneously. So,
sweet.
So we don't ruin the credit from somebody.
So I've got 5 and you got 8.
Die lied. I don't roll a die 8.
Oh.
What do you roll here? What's happening?
D6?
Yeah. 4 points of damage.
Great. So Lennox raises his mace. Be gone, creature! At the same time that Xenia kind of casts some magic in on the thing, and they smash both at the same time, and this big, threatening mechanical spider, without any effort at all, immediately just... and then just sort of falls and tumbles down the cavity where the staircase is, posing like zero threat at all. leaving just this doorway at the top. And if you have been following along, it is the Home Alone house trap.
Yeah.
I walk up to the store and I investigate. Will someone assist me?
I'll assist.
It doesn't take really any investigation. Oh, if you want to see if there's traps or something like that, yeah. Please go ahead.
Just an 11. I know my investigation is not very good.
There doesn't seem to be any trap associated with the door. It's locked. It is locked, though. It will take some sort of concerted effort to open it.
It's a 17 for kicking down the door.
Yeah. So with a mighty minotaur hoof, you just kick down the door. As you guys sort of tumble into this sort of apex, what looks to be actually an observatory, everyone's hair sort of statically starts kind of lifting away from their bodies, except for Perix and Xenia, who are Vidalkin in original nature and don't have any hair. But yeah. For the rest of the three of you, you do hear this sort of static electric cling. For a minotaur, this is probably most unsettling.
A large beetle crawls out as of Lorzach's hair.
As your entire body is just sort of... almost feels like you're lifting.
With the feathers. Oh, God.
Yeah. And those of you wearing armor, though, there seems to be this sort of like metallic ting going on around your armor. And there's just an incredible amount of static electricity emanating within this room. Xenia, you're probably just taking a bath at this point.
I was just going to say, Xenia is so excited but also so jealous of their hair, so she just keeps playing with static electricity on you guys.
So what you see is the room itself is a large circular laboratory, and now taking up the majority of the center of this room is a large glass vessel filled with a boiling clear, colorless liquid. And shooting off of this vessel is a network of glass tubes entering progressively smaller glass orbs, each of them partially filled with whatever this liquid is. Now, the laboratory itself is an absolute mess. Everywhere there are piles of tubes, beakers. There's like papers strewn everywhere, half-eaten food, half-drunken cups of whatever. Now, on the far wall, you will see a small, aged goblin draped in clothes that are far too big for him, and he is cowering amongst a pile of papers. But what you see in his hand is a rather dangerous-looking pistol that he's pointing at you. On the next Encounter Party! Trapped in a tower, teleporting out of control, our players confront a goblin who knows more than he can remember. Xenia's chaotic mind takes to the field to unravel a forgotten secret. Is the goblin friend or foe? The mystery of the orb and much more finally revealed next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering, created by Wizards of the Coast. Edited by Ned Donovan, mixed by Josh Samuels. Theme and other music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Darren Curtis, Hayden Folker, and Serge Narcissov. Special thanks to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
Good evening. This is Lorzach Rotspeaker. You know, most people throughout history are dead. And someday, you will be too. Or will you? Find out by joining the Golgari Swarm and find your secret to a life everlasting. Join our Facebook discussion group for all the behind-the-scenes looks at what's happening with Encounter Party. Find us on Twitter and Instagram as well. For news and updates, go to encounterparty.com. And let's keep this party going.